Thank you for your forbearance and for your interest. Clearly, there's much more interest in this than in our wildest dreams we expected. Thank you all for coming. This is the inaugural meeting of the Jews Against Zionism group. I'll say a bit more about that later. But just to start the meeting off, we have three speakers today, all of them of Jewish origin. I don't know if they actually identify as Jews, but of Jewish origin. All of them oppose the pretensions of Zionism and the State of Israel to speak in the name of all Jews. They're going to be speaking about different aspects. So we want to go a little bit beyond some of the headlines and look at some of the background issues as well to the conflict in the Middle East. And all the speakers have different areas of expertise and knowledge to contribute. There will be time for questions and discussion after the speakers are finished. I want to make it quite clear, some of you may be sharply critical of the speakers. That's fine, and there'll be time for debate and time to raise your criticisms. But there are two things that will not be tolerated. There will be no racism against Jews, no racism against Arabs or anybody else in this meeting. If anybody makes racist comments, they will be asked to leave. The other thing that we will not tolerate is any barracking, any abuse of the speakers. You'll be entitled to speak, to criticise, if you wish to make your comments, but no speaker is to be shouted down or harangued. Harangued may be abused. And we'll be quite strict on removing people who breach these conditions. The situation in the Middle East now, we see, seems to be going from worse to worse catastrophe. The roadmap is already in tatters. Many question whether the Israeli government was genuine in its acceptance or whether it accepted knowing that it was going to sabotage it within days. The catalogue of bloodshed, as we'll hear from one of our speakers, is appalling. At the same time, we should look at some of the resistance, not only the Palestinian resistance. We should remember that this appalling disaster is also leading to unprecedented divisions and resistance in the Israeli side, remembering the draft resistors and others. I hope that we'll have something to say about this later. One thing that has been noted by many observers is that within the international solidarity movement, the people who are going over to physically oppose the destruction of Palestinian buildings, the destruction of Palestinian communities, and the destruction of Palestinian lives, there is actually a significant proportion of Jews, maybe as much as 25%. One of these, we're very proud to have as our first speaker today, Alice Coy, who was with the International Solidarity Movement. You may have seen the film about Tom Herndl, the shooting of Tom Herndl, who is now in a coma in a London hospital. And if you saw the film, you'll have seen the strenuous efforts that Alice made to ensure that he got to a hospital quickly, despite the roadblocks, the military blockade, and the so-called security situation. So we're very proud to have Alice first as our speaker to set some of the context of what's actually going on the ground in the occupied territories. Alice.